This is a community poem in 7 parts by the participants of the Spark of Brilliance program and the Writing for Life workshop through the self-help and peer support at the Canadian Mental Health Association of Waterloo, Wellington. It's called We Know Fear and Yet. 1. We know fear, and yet we try and fail. We try again and again, because someday it just gets easier. We feel the fear, but slowly do it anyway. We feel vulnerable, exposed, uncertain, afraid, and yet we take one step forward. One step is everything. Take a deep breath and step forward, knowing that our courage is greater than others see. 2. We are in control of our minds, therefore we have control over our fears. We experience fear, debilitating, but with inspiration and tenacity, we try to overcome. We sometimes run from fear inside to ride and conquer. We must not hide. We face the darkness only to find the light that shines through. We are lost and afraid. We draw a deep line in the sand in the hopes that it is a safe place to hold our tears. 3. We fight today. We don't want to, but we show the fear we'll never lose, even if we never win. We don't need to fight fear, but rather understand it, embrace it, and use it to our advantage. We stand at the door, trembling, fumbling, stumbling. We breathe in calm, breathe out anxiety, and go forth. We breathe deeply and summon ourselves, strong in our values and beliefs. 4. Yes, we are survivors. We have conquered every hard thing life has thrown at us. We grow, learning not to be afraid. We hold fast to a love that never gives up. We kick the thought squatters out of our brains, keep ourselves focused on uplifting thoughts to quell the fear-based lies in our heads. We shrink at the idea of not stepping up when called upon to help our community. In community, we share monsters in the dark, becoming smaller and slowly disappearing forever. Standing together in shared humanity as fear only flourishes in feeling alone. We come to realize that to not speak truth to power, we are complicit. 5. We let the rain wash away our fears and phobias and the sun lift up our spirits. We rise from chaos's grasp, sanity's light we clasp. Through psychosis's storm we pass into calm at last. We say hello to fear, feel it, and let it go. Say thank you instead of simply no. 1,000,000 choices. Sometimes it is brave to say yes, and other times it is equally brave to say no. Only we get to decide what conquering fear looks like. We honor that fear exists to keep us safe. And while fear can help guide us, it does not decide for us. 6. We can be friends, fear. Neither of us need conquer the other. Friend, my fear, my foe. Take possession of my mind. New experience. conquering fear in the certainty that love, although sometimes hidden, is always here, waiting patiently for us. And no matter what, going out and conquering the world, becoming a better version of ourselves when we face our fear, looking deep within ourselves, remembering how we felt, and that we have been here before. We got through because we have the power. 7. Knowing today is hard, remembering we can get through this and wait for the crashing waves to turn into calm waters. We treat life as a game and remain willing to bet that this journey of ours is not over yet. Fear, when you seek to protect us, we'll take your hand together, trembling, hopeful, brave. We go forward, trusting that the ground beneath us will remain solid. Close our eyes and follow our heartbeat through the darkness.